Many small business cafes are struggling to stay open due to the tough economic times, including reduced customer numbers and types of purchases, increased cost of ingredients and, of course, labour costs. What should a cafe owner do as one of their first priorities? This morning on the program, we have our regular small business advisor, Paul Misipika from Restart Consultancy, to provide some advice. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Paul, we've chatted a little bit. What are one of the first priorities that a cafe owner should do?
Yes, Rosemary, look, the economic numbers coming out from small business government support agencies, insolvency regulators, economic research and the media are highlighting that the hospitality industry business failures and closures are trending upwards in alarming numbers. So my key message to small business owners this morning is you really do need to tighten up on your financial management and any existing funding arrangements you have. In fact, they should be really reduced. So really effective financial management is the backbone of any successful cafe. This will ensure that not only its survival, but ability to thrive and grow. And, you know, from meticulous budgeting and financial planning to secure funding and managing your cash flow, these elements are critical for the sustainability of a cafe owner. You know, regular discipline daily, end of week and end of month monitoring of your cafe's financial performance is paramount to stay on top of expenses and revenue. And I can't really more than stress that really do need to look at the numbers on a daily, end of week and monthly to see the trends that are taking place and to take corrective actions as quickly as possible. You know, maybe using a reliable point of sale system or maximizing whatever point of sale system that they have will provide invaluable insights into sales patterns, their inventory management and the overall financial trends. So, you know, this real-time data really does allow cafe owners to make informed decisions, adjusting their price strategies as needed and identify areas when costs can be reduced without compromising quality or customer satisfaction. So as I said earlier, you know, managing this cash flow effectively is crucial for the day-to-day operation of your cafe. Now, this involves diligent tracking of cash coming in from sales and going out for expenses. And strategies for maintaining a healthy cash flow include keeping a buffer of cash reserves to cover unexpected costs. Now, that's difficult in these times, and some of them are really businesses are running literally day to day, making sure that they can negotiate favorable payment terms with suppliers and carefully timing major purchases to align with the periods of high revenue, which really reflects back again, Rosemary, back to the idea of look at your daily, weekly, and end of month sales performance, both in numbers and in sales and expenses, to have a really tight control of where your business is going. And additionally, understanding those ebb and flow of your business can help you anticipate periods of those lower cash flows and then plan accordingly.
Absolutely. Paul, if a cafe owner is concerned about their small business, who should and should they contact regarding that?
Yeah, look, if your cafe is struggling to make ends meet, you should first be speaking with an accountant. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have one or can't afford one immediately, then you should really contact the Small Business Financial Counseling Services. That if you simply Google Small Business Financial Counseling, you will have a local counsellor available who can look at your cafe financials and provide some feedback and options at no financial cost to the cafe owner.
Fair enough. Now, with rising costs that are putting pressure on a disposable income of the average person in the street, and of course the knock-on effect is felt immediately in hospitality and with people tightening their belts, Paul, we've heard some absolutely effective and helpful advice from Paul Misipika from the Restart Consultancy Group, and that's happening today on Morning Magazine. Paul, thank you so much for talking to us today, and hopefully those little insights there will help our small cafe owners, hey?
Yeah, you're most welcome, Rosemary, and have a great day today.
Thank you. Bye now.